Big Tech, Koch Network Cheer Biden's Amnesty to Flood U.S. Labor Market. By John Binder on February 19, 2021. Big Tech's lobbying arm and the Koch brothers' network of donor class organizations are cheering on President Joe Biden's amnesty plan that would pack the United States labor market with more foreign visa workers for business to hire over American graduates and professionals. This week, Biden's amnesty plan was introduced in Congress by Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, as Democrats look to increase foreign competition in the U.S. workforce while more than 17 million Americans are jobless. Among other things, the plan would put nearly all illegal aliens in the U.S. on an 8-year path to citizenship, provide $4 billion in foreign aid to Central America, expand the U.S. labor market with more foreign visa workers, expedite green cards for foreign relatives, otherwise known as chain migration, potentially add 52 million foreign-born residents to the U.S. population, eliminate per-country caps, ensuring India monopolizes employment green cards, increase the diversity visa lottery program where visas are given out randomly, provide green cards to foreign students who graduate in advanced STEM fields, bring already deported illegal aliens back to the U.S. to provide them amnesty. For Amazon, millions of newly legalized illegal aliens, foreign visa workers, and chain migrants who would be added to the U.S. labor market as a result of the plan are a boon to multinational corporations' profits. Today's immigration reform bill marks an important step in reducing the green card backlog, creating a pathway to citizenship for dreamers and making our immigration system more efficient, Amazon officials wrote in a statement. We look forward working with the administration and Congress to advance these proposed solutions. Specifically, aside from providing Amazon with more foreign visa workers to hire, the plan includes a green card giveaway that would create a green card system where only H-1B foreign visa workers are able to obtain employment-based visas by creating a backlog of 7 to 8 years for all foreign nationals. The process would reward outsourcing firms and tech corporations for the decades of outsourcing American jobs to H-1B foreign visa workers. Executives with the Libre Initiative, a Koch-funded organization, also praised the Biden amnesty plan as an important first step to securing the green card giveaway for corporations that they have also long lobbied for. There is broad support for proposals like a permanent solution for dreamers, workforce visa reform, removing per-country caps, efficient border security measures and much more, Daniel Garza with the Libre Initiative wrote in a statement. Lawmakers should seize the opportunity and demonstrate that partisan gridlock will not keep the American public waiting another 30 years for Congress to enact sensible, permanent solutions. We look forward to working with lawmakers to ensure that we can get nonpartisan, sensible solutions passed both chambers and enacted into law. Todd Schulte with FWD.us, a group that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg created to lobby on behalf of tech corporations, called the amnesty plan a critical moment for immigration policy and a substantial step forward. Congress has a once-in-a-generation opportunity to transform a long-failed and too easily weaponized immigration system, Schulte wrote in a statement. The time is now and we will seize this moment. Despite the business lobby's insistence that there is a labor shortage, millions of Americans are out of work today and hundreds of thousands of U.S. graduates enter the labor market every year looking for white-collar professional jobs with competitive pay and good benefits. Already, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants every year. Another 1.4 million foreign visa workers are brought in annually to take American jobs, many in white-collar professions. The latest data reveals that nearly 6 in 10 workers in Silicon Valley, California, the tech industry's hub, are foreign-born. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.